Blog Talk Radio.
That cut off pretty abruptly. Anyway, you know what? And that wasn't my fault either. just put it out there. What up? What's going on,
what's
everybody?
Up, everybody?
What up, Big Red? And it's Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of the menu. Wagwan, people. Wagwan. What's up? How y'all doing out there? Hope all is well. You know, the holidays
I said everything's all right.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, holidays is quickly approaching. Me, I'm all right. My knee is a little stiff right now. But yeah, man, I got an ice pack on it. It's kind of crazy.
What did you do? You was doing a break dancing? You was splitting?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess things just be catching up with me sometimes. It's like, you know what, nowadays, no, I'm just saying, it's like nowadays, you can't afford to slow down because it's like so much going on. It's like you got to try to keep up, especially when it comes down to work. And, you know, next thing you know, it's like your body starts telling you, hey, slow down, but you can't.
Well, sometimes you have to, or rather, your body gonna make you to slow down.
Well, I think that's what's happening right now. That's what kind of thing was happening right now. But still, I gotta throw some ice on it and keep it moving. The world don't.
I hear that. Well, make sure you try to take it easy somewhat.
Yeah. It is what it is. But yeah, man, once again, what up, everybody? So, Big Red and Brother B, another episode of The Menu. What's going on? Blog Talk Radio. Hope everyone is, you know, well. Hope all is well. And those that are not, you know, we definitely keep you in prayer. You know, the holidays are quickly approaching, you know.
Quickly.
And, yeah, quickly. Like, you know. Like Haley's Comet quick. But you know, I'm not ready. This one year I'm just not ready for any damn thing, to be honest. I'm not ready for the cold. I'm not ready for the holidays. I'm not ready for nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, me neither. It's too commercialized. I think that's why I haven't been ready in the last like couple of years. I haven't really been even in the spirits. I try to make myself be in the spirits, but it's just like it's too much going on, and you know, they commercialize every, like they put one holiday coming up, you know, that it's like it's out already before it even gets here.
Exactly.
Like they was pushing Christmas back in September. It's like, can we get some other holiday going on first?
As long as Christmas, you know, that's the big spender, especially starting
Black Friday.
Oh my gosh! Well, really, it's actually Thursday night because all you guys, listen, people just gonna make plates and turkey sandwiches and like sit online in front of Best Buy, Kmart, Walmart, everywhere, like 8 o'clock p.m.
But my thing is this: what are you buying? The same damn TV that you brought last year? It's like they stand that I really don't understand. It's like you buying the same thing that you brought last year. The same thing. The TV may be a little different here or there, or that phone may be a little different, but you buying the same daggone thing, and not only are these people buying one, but they buy like 5 and 6 of them. For
you know
where
what?
I don't understand.
Listen, I think they just like sitting outside. I think it may be an excuse to not eat somebody's dry ass turkey. Like, yo, I gotta go because, you know, I gotta go catch these sales. Make me a plate, and I'll be back to get it. And just never come back.
And they never come
back. I don't know. Yeah, just never come back. Like, I think that might be one of the things. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Like, some things I can see, like maybe clothing or, you know, like perfumes or like if you're buying for, you know, if you're buying for somebody or someone, that particular thing may go on sale after, you know, on that day. But not TVs and same thing you buying. It's like, come on, y'all buying the same stuff. I remember one year I did Black Friday shopping with a friend, and we went to Walmart, and people had like 2 and 3 TVs on those big dollies.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, well, where the hell are they going with 3 TVs? like, where you going with 2 and 3 TVs? Like, where you going?
They got to have a TV because they got to have a TV for the bedroom. They got to have a TV for the bathroom, and they got to have a TV. Like, they, matter of fact, we can be in the same room together, but I may want to watch my show, and you may want to watch yours. So we
got
to have
two TVs
in one room.
two
TVs in one room. So, you know, we don't, you know, it don't interfere with my TV watching because you want to watch your show.
Unbelievable. Because
your show ain't as important as my show. You know, but,
I guess that's what it is. I don't know.
So, I want to go in before we go into our topic. I really want to do touch upon our "What the hell was you thinking?"
Segment.
Moment.
Yes.
Segment. And yeah, this one goes out to number 45.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it has to. Because, all right, number 45, going after Al Franken. I don't know what it is, but everybody, like all these people popping out the woodworks, you know, with sexual assaults, alleged sexual assaults. I know Bill Cosby sitting back with like, yeah, mama. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Me. Like, me. He said, listen, y'all... Get them. Bill Cosby
came right.
back with a couple.
Get them pudding pops.
Pudding and Jello. Yep, with the pudding pops in. Good.
Good. Yeah, exactly.
But yo, so number 45, goes after Al Franken for his alleged sexual assault allegations. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, alleged.
Legend.
Well, wait a minute. How do you go after, how do you say something about this dude when you were accused of sexual assault yourself? It's one of those things where, like, you know, you leave out the bathroom. Like, you leave out the bathroom and, you say to somebody, "Oh, you got a piece of toilet tissue hanging out, you know, hanging from your shoe. Like you're trying to expose them, but turn around, you got a piece of toilet paper hanging out, you know, the back of your pants." So,
exactly.
Said, I'm like, really? So, yeah, Mr. 45, what were you thinking? I guess maybe you were trying to deflect. I don't know. But it's just certain.
He's not thinking.
That
that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem. He's not thinking at all.
Yeah, it's just certain things you just got to just not say. Especially if you, you know, like you can't jump at somebody for being accused of something when you were accused of the same thing, too.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not really getting that. So. Mr. 45, what the hell was you thinking? You know,
that's ridiculous. I don't understand why. You know, I don't understand how he's going to talk about something like that, and just like you say, he's been accused of it himself. And it's Like, I don't understand what was he, you know, trying to gain from that? Like, what were you trying to gain?
Well, I guess he's just trying to push attention in a different direction. You know, he got so many things going on right now. You know, talks of impeachment, the paperwork of the impeachment being put in. You know, I mean, the jig might be up. You know, a lot of don't
right.
you know what's done in the dark eventually comes to the light.
Right.
And you know, eventually the American people or the system wants to know what's going on. And were there some inappropriate things that you may or may not have been doing? Like, you know, people want to know.
Right.
So when you're in that type of position, especially when you attack someone else. See, that's the whole thing. When you attack someone else and you've been attacking them for years as he was attacking Obama,
mm-hmm.
You kind of set yourself up for people to then attack you.
Right.
And you open yourself up for those attacks when you do dumb stuff.
No.
Stuff that really don't make no damn sense, but yet you hold the highest position, you know,
right, like
in the country, but yet people can't really count on you, and then you saying dumb stuff and
doing dumb stuff.
I mean, I'm not good with geography either, but you know, some of the things he was saying in terms of Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands, I was like, wow, okay,
yeah,
moving on.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
You know, so you know what's crazy? A lot of people was like, he's not a politician, and that's what we need. You know what? Now you kind of rethink
what?
It. Listen. At least a politician is going to say, here's some Vaseline. This guy, he just gives you, like, remember that old school Ajax? That's the queen and stuff. He
the
just give you
one.
A handful of Ajax and say, work with that.
Right,
work
exactly.
That. That's what you're going to work with. He needs no Vaseline. Just here, take the Ajax and work with that.
Yeah, take
you
the Ajax and that's it.
Yeah. Abrasive as possible. You know what I'm saying? And it's not really working. Like, that whole Howard Stern of the White House thing is not really working. It's not impressive, and it kind of makes the rest of the country looks stupid.
Right, exactly, like a joke.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's the other people out there that they're crazy, man. They're real crazy. And somebody will push a button and we all be in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Some people just, you know what I'm saying? Some people just don't care.
No, not at all.
And yeah.
You can clearly see.
You know, congratulations, Mr. 45, for, you know, you're winning the I'm sorry, my knee is hurting, so I'm just, like, out of it.
What the hell were you thinking, award?
Yeah, what the hell were you thinking? Yeah, you're supposed to be helping me, man. You ain't no
what
damn
the hell was you thinking, award?
He definitely won that award.
Oh, yeah, he definitely got that.
Yeah, so once again, it's the menu. Big Red Brother B, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And we are on Facebook, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL, Facebook. And, yeah, man, check us out. You know, send some ideas in. Because sometimes we'd be like, oh, what should we talk about this week? What should we talk about this week? And I don't know. And then, you know, it's crazy. So much stuff is going on in the world, but yet we got to, like, what should we talk about?
Right.
Like, that's crazy. Like, that's
right, you're
crazy,
right.
But
I mean, you know, between, you know, working and, you know, we have other things going on. It's like I try to see, you know, what it is that's out there and try to keep in tune with stuff. But sometimes that don't always cooperate.
Yeah.
My brain don't always cooperate with it.
Nah, I feel you. And, you know, I mean, hey, man, you know, we try to keep it as, you know, open as possible, you know, whether the rest of the United States, United Kingdom, Greece, Netherlands, Russian Federation, you know, give us a shout. send us, shoot us an email at the menu, you know, on Facebook. Let us know what's going on in your area.
Absolutely.
We definitely want to hear from you. We definitely want to hear from everybody, man. You know, we don't just want to keep it in one spot. We kind of want to, you know,
see what's going on around the world, around the globe.
Yeah, man, it's global.
In the woods.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on in your neck of the woods? But to get into tonight's topic. Are boys winning and men losing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, let's see. I can say this. The boys are winning because some of these women are looking for somebody to take care of. Now, for one, I don't know where this came from. I've been seeing it for the last couple of years, and I'm going to say it may have been happening before, but it wasn't as widely spread or widely known as it is now. But it's like some women are kind of bragging about taking care of these men or treating them as if they're children or their son. My thing is, why do I want extra child? If I wanted an extra child, I would have had one. You're a man. This is what certain things you're supposed to do as a man. You're supposed to do those certain things, help out or whatever it is. But it seems to me that some of these women they're content with the men not doing anything or doing the bare minimum, and it's like, oh, as long as I have him, as long as he's here in my house or he's around, I shouldn't complain or I don't have nothing to complain about. But then again, they do complain. For example, two of my coworkers. They have children with, baby daddies.
Uh-huh.
But the baby daddies is in the house. They're at work.
Wait, you said now, wait. You said baby daddy or baby daddies, plural?
Baby daddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to say it with
an F. Is this a family affair like that? Whoa.
Listen, let me tell you something. I've heard of, that's another. That's a whole other show, or maybe it's the same show. But I've heard of that too, where women will have both baby daddies, not living in the house, but one will be there for 2 or 3 days, and the next one come the next 2 or 3. Listen, I ain't got time for that mess.
Damn.
But anyway,
thanks.
Yeah, but these young ladies, they work, the night shift, the little night shift, the 3 to 11 shift, as I do. And the fathers are home with the children, which is fine. That's okay if he has a job, like he's staying home, and when she come home, maybe he goes to work. But that's not the case. And the way they, at least one of them, like she's a little more boisterous with it, but she speaks about the baby daddy like if he's a kid. And supposedly works a job, but it's not like a steady job. It's not like I said, it's not like how my mother and father was. Like, my mother worked during the day and my father worked at night. It's like he just works some little job for maybe a week and then he's home after that. And it's just like, and you're content with that. And then she's talking about trying to get another job. Now, mind you already working a 3 to 11 job and having difficulty trying to get your kids to school and all that other stuff, but then now you're talking about getting another job. Why is it that you're getting another job?
Well, all right. We've touched upon, these issues before, especially when Nicole and Mika are on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have very different views about things, especially when it came to the woman's role in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is this. I'm not blaming women. You know, because actually there was a Facebook post that I had put up that, you know, a few people saw and they were making comments. You know, I'm not blaming women, but women do have a large, like, part of this is your bag to the ones that do it. Because, first of all, like, listen, I just got to kind of speak where I came, you know, I came from. In terms of being a man, it's like, you know, my mother died early. My father passed before what I turned 20. So whatever they gave me, I had to work with that. And in terms of my father, yeah, he went to work. And when he didn't work, he would be at home, you know, making sure my mother had a meal when she came home. But everybody in the house, you know, pulled their weight. And
right.
I always saw my father making sure my mother was good. I always saw my father going to work. I remember many a times, Friday, he would come in with his cigar lit and a little fifth of Smirnoff in his back pocket. And he'd look at me. He looked at my mother, though, put some money on the table, and walk away. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it can't get no more realer than that. Like,
right.
Real talk. Like, that's what I saw many a times. To me, that was dope. That was like, yo, if that's what a man does, that's why I want to come out, put some money on the table. You like, hey, I need some money. Boom, I got. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dope. Like, that's what I saw. Now, I'm not expecting, like, every other male to have seen that, but the whole thing is, I saw what my father did. He's supposed to be a provider. He's supposed to take care of the house. That's what he took care of. That's what he did. He's supposed to take care of my mother. That's what he did.
But
he's supposed to take
said.
Care of me. That's what he did. Yeah. That's supposed to take care of me. That's what he did.
You've
what?
Seen your father doing that. The problem
yeah.
is now, these men are not seeing fathers do that, or even fathers in the household at all, or they don't even see their fathers at all. Not even just fathers, but like, you know, other male family members, like a cousin, a brother, you know, uncle or somebody like that. They're not seeing any males.
All right, but when did what went wrong? Because, all right, years ago, when we were coming up, you didn't really, unless we didn't really pay attention to it, from what I noticed, there was, like, when I was up in the PJs,
mm-hmm.
a lot of fathers were present.
Right. You
there
know
was,
what
I
happened?
I mean, there was a lot of fathers that were around.
I'm going
to
tell you what happened.
Story projects.
Right.
You know, Brownsville, Brooklyn,
absolutely.
You know, Cooper Street, Airboy Street. Like, yo, there were fathers around.
You know
now,
what happened?
Like, so what happened?
Crack. Mass incarceration. That's what happened.
Yeah, but
and
all right.
Mm-hmm.
But but all right, we're talking about the fathers that we had that were around in our age. What happened? Like, where did the disconnect happen?
The disconnect,
you know,
happened when the crack came into when I'm not gonna say all of that, like all of it was that, but that's when it happened. When that crack era came around, that's when you started seeing a disconnect and the breakup of the family. That's when you started seeing it. Not with not with the men that we grew up, you know, our dads, and maybe many
yeah.
others, but it was just like. The older, you can say maybe the older, I guess you could say siblings or whatever of, who, you know, of whoever family, the older siblings. That's when you started seeing a disconnect because they put drugs into the neighborhood. So guess what? They started getting on the drugs. The next thing you know, remember, grandma started watching the kids. Next thing you know, grandma got the kids. You know why grandma got the kids? Because daddy gone or somewhere. I got another coworker that just said it the other way. He said it out loud. I ain't asked him nothing. But he just said it the other day that his mom and dad was on crack. Now, this is a man that's in his early 40s.
Well, okay. But see, now let me jump on that real quick. So he said that his mom and dad was on crack, but look where he's at.
Right. Look
like
where he's at,
he's a productive citizen.
No. Let me tell you, let me get an insight. No, he's not that productive. He just started getting productive because homeboy was going in and out of jail, plus the grandma was taking care of him because mama was running the street.
Okay?
So mama was running the street. Daddy was on crack and in jail himself. So guess what? Guess what happened with him? As him growing up, okay, he was in and out of jail, and he served, you know, whatever time he was for whatever he did. And like I said, his grandmother was taking care of. So that's what I'm saying. That's where the disconnect came from. Because like I said, mom and dad or dad or whoever wasn't around. They was out there, you know, on drugs or whatever. So grandma was taking care of the kids.
Okay, but still a no. This doesn't, it really doesn't give any, you know, rise to the reason why, you know, like, boys are winning and men are losing. I mean,
I said it before.
Check this out. I've said it time and time again, and I will say it again. The definition of man, or what a man is, seems to be changing. Like, years ago, it wasn't, to be honest with you, it wasn't about 50-50. The man went out and did X, Y, and Z, and the woman stayed home and took care of this, this, that, and the third. Now, I'm no chauvinist, but some people will say, oh, well, we're supposed to run around barefoot and pregnant. Oh, that's so show. No, I didn't say that. And I didn't say a woman's place is in the kitchen, and I didn't say a woman should stay home, this, that, and the third. But years ago, there was a certain dynamic.
Right.
Now, I don't have a problem with a woman working. Because, you know, my mother worked. It's all good. But I think to a certain degree now, Red, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think to a certain degree that whole feminism attitude came about and started to downplay the role of a man because it's like, well, we out here doing it, you know, just like you out here doing it. So why do we have to be X, Y, and Z? Listen, we didn't, men like me or friends of mine or my brothers, we didn't dictate what society says about women and men. It's just what it is. I mean, when you was watching Leave It to Beaver, did you ever see June go to work?
Right, exactly.
Brady Bunch, did you see Miss Brady go to work?
Nope.
Exactly. So with that being said, I'm like, yo, we didn't set this up. This is something that was set up by, you know, someone else. But the
even,
thing is this.
Well, not even just those, but look at even with Good Times, the mother didn't start working until after the father died. And that was way afterwards.
Exactly. Well, hold on. Caller 9089, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Well, see, the reason why Florida, well, that was all fine for Florida. The reason why most women don't have a dude in the house or all this is going on is because I have to say this. What you fail to realize is one simple thing. When a man leaves, the woman has to do what she has to do to take care. And that's the bottom line. So before we start with, oh, it was so great when the women stayed home. I've got nothing against that. Understand something. She was forced into that role. It was never by choice. To be honest with you, no woman wants to carry that burden. She really doesn't. And if she says she does, she's lying. No woman wants to carry that. But we have been forced into that role.
It's about to get hot tonight. How you doing, Mika?
Hi, Mika.
How's it going?
Oh, your voice is so long. Hi, Mika.
Hey,
how you doing?
Oh, I've known that voice for years. Voice ain't going no damn well.
How y'all doing?
We chilling. But no, real talk. That what you just said, you're right.
Right.
Women, they didn't want to be. They were forced into that role. There were other factors too, but they were forced into that role. But see, my issue is this. And once again, I have to bring that word up because there's some women that stand behind it and some women that don't. But that whole, you have certain people who were riding that feminism thing so hard that they made it seem like, okay, well, we're equal. Nobody said that you weren't equal. But there were certain people or certain groups of people at that time that were treating women a certain way. So you had women that were just feeling like, hey, well, I want to be this. Well, hey, we can do that. And then I think it was, what, during World War One or Two, where a lot of the men were all fighting and dying, and the women were left here to fend for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also, you know, asked to, hey, can you help out? And there's a lot of women that wanted to do their part to help out the men overseas, you know, fighting the war. So
right.
With that being said, they stepped up into a role. Well, they were stepped up. Some of them stepped up, but they were also forced to take these positions. And after that, it's just like, well, hey, a lot of our men didn't come back. What are we supposed to do? A little $10,000 in the flag, what does that mean? A little insurance money in the flag, what is that supposed to do? So a lot of them were forced to, like you said, forced to be in positions that they didn't want to be in. And look what happened.
And but you know what? You're a little jaded in your thought process, and I've got to say this. Because in all
honesty, tell me what I'm jaded in first.
In this whole thing, listen, this whole feminist thing, this whole feminism thing, you're making it a lot worse than what it really is, by the way. Because I can guarantee you.
Listen, I've come across women who really, they got the fist up, and I'm like, yo, it's not that serious. Like, it's serious, but it's, like, no one said you can't be equal. It wasn't me that said it.
But you also have to remember, men have traded women like property since the beginning of time. Let's be
okay,
a little realistic
but also,
here.
You're absolutely right. But in the same token, who has allowed it? Who has allowed it? Because, wait a minute.
Well,
who has allowed it? It's kind of equal on both sides. Because you got women that saying, yeah, we can do this. And then you haven't said men saying, yeah, we can do that. I mean, it's a give and take situation.
Well, you fail to
6105. I'm sorry.
Well, what's that?
Oh, now you know. I should have known she was coming. I should have known. Oh,
the voice,
it's like a reunion.
Number two,
tour.
I ain't heard in the month of Sunday.
My vacation is over. So let me jump on and harass Brother B. A person text me and tell me when they was jumping on.
Oh, gosh. I needed some help
because you know the last couple of months been rough. I needed some help.
Listen, I got you, girl. I got you.
My knee hurting now. This. No, Mika, I get like I'm not against anything that you're saying at all. Let's
so
be
wait
clear
a second.
With
wait
that.
A second. But let's address one thing. You're talking about who
what's
allowed
up?
It. Well, I got to tell you this much. After having it beaten to so many generations of women's heads that you're inferior. It takes a little bit of time to get over that mental hump. It does. A little bit of time. But once women started getting over that hump, I think it became a bit of an issue for guys.
You know what?
Because
when it turned out that women
really didn't need them that much, I think they got a little mad about it. A little bit.
All right, real
because
cool.
then
let's
you found
take,
all these other factors.
Back. Let's take it further back. You want to go in? All right, get your scuba gear on. Let's take it to the Bible. Let's take it to the Bible. Listen, you want to rock out? We can rock out.
Oh,
let's
stop.
Take it to the
wait.
Because,
oh,
no.
Go there.
No, we have to.
Let me get my Bible.
We have to. We have to because that says no. No, it's
I don't do
state.
Religion. Sorry.
No,
I don't do religion.
But listen, hold on. You may not. Listen, you may not do religion, but the whole thing is there's a lot of the people that do. And see, the thing is, when we're talking about the Bible, I'm not talking about just the book itself, but I'm talking about the messages within it of how women, the roles that women played, that kind of
sets
the
tone. Oh, you mean
the
shit that we were blamed for?
Well, not just blamed for, but once again,
we brought down fucking cities. We have been blacklisted and blackballed since the beginning of time, sir. We're the devil. We're the whore. We're this, that, and the third. Nothing. Guys suck, too.
But wait a minute. Hold on. What does this have to do with boys winning and men losing?
I don't know how we got all the way over there.
Because you came. I said one word. I said the F word, and you just came charging in like, oh, let me call this mother. So and so, Jack, damn it, Kevin Jack. And I was like, whoa,
actually,
like, damn, you
actually
pouring gravy
in the
turkey
ain't
even ready yet. You pouring gravy in the turkey ain't even
ready.
Like, yo, come on, man. Whew. What happened? I'm sorry.
Wow. Oh, okay, like, yeah, back to that whole thing. So. Basically,
yeah,
I don't know how we got there, but we're going back that way. Again, you make it sound like these women, again, and this was my thing. I don't know what happened where guys figured, you know, I can go around and not be committed to any female. I could just lay my seat anywhere and let the chips fall where they may. But that's a big contributing factor because guess what? There aren't any men left. There are boys. Because there haven't been a generation of men raised in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame that on the single parent, but you can't blame that on the single parent because 90% of the cases are nowhere near as bad as this whole trying to trap a dude. You'd be surprised how many of them were in long-lasting relationships and shit just didn't work. And for whatever reason, he's off and he don't want nothing to do with that anymore. Guess what? She stuck with it. So now she has to try to raise that child. You know, if he's a real man, no matter what happened, he'll be there. Problem is, there aren't that many real men left. You got little boys that keep running to mommy.
But I blame their mamas. That's what I
can't
say.
Blame the mother.
Mamas.
You can't
blame
but you can't.
Not all the time.
Because at
I mean,
the end of the day, it's
not like that.
Well,
but I'm saying
I put it
is
you like
part
this.
Of it, part of it is blaming the mamas, and part of it is what I said earlier. There's no men around to teach them how to be men. And sometimes we got to take on that role to try to – unfortunately, we can't teach them how to be men. But now – but in this generation now, it's like we have to teach them because guess what? The fathers can't teach them because they don't know how to be men themselves.
They
don't know how to be men themselves.
They don't want to learn. They enjoy doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's very few
–
men left.
I mean, they're looking at it like this. Why buy the town when you could get the milk for free?
Yep.
Well, all right. First of all, when it comes down to the whole, you know, instead of buying the cow, you can get the milk for free type thing, I do blame a lot on, I mean, even though it's just been happening, it's just that it wasn't so exposed. Once again, here we go with social media and, you know, a lot of TV. I mean, because listen, even TV, years ago, TV was different. Like when we were talking last week about how, you know, you would watch the A-Team and a thousand, of you, they'd shoot 1,000 bullets, but no one would get shot. You know, back on years ago on TV, you saw relationships. I mean, you saw a couple of broken homes here and there, but majority on TV, it was family orientated. Now everything is about a broken home. Now everything is about people sleeping with everything, even sleeping with the damn toaster. You know what I'm saying? There's no real moral factor anymore.
Right.
And so with that being said, I mean, people still watch. I mean, I don't watch TV. If I do, I watch Netflix with Marvel or DC characters or whatever. I don't watch it because there's nothing entertaining about watching somebody shit on someone else, someone disrespect someone else, man, female, child, whatever. There's nothing entertaining about that. There's nothing entertaining about these NBA basketball wives or whatever.
Households of Atlanta.
Or this and that. There's nothing entertaining about people berating each other, especially if we got to talk about our people, but in general. There's nothing entertaining about watching people just bring down one another. And this is what it's come to.
Oh, Miss Ratchet.
And when
TV.
It comes down to.
Yep,
yeah,
Ratchet.
Well, when it comes down, and see, boys are on the come up because they're tameable. And
yep.
There are women out there who just don't, they're like, I don't want, some. Listen, you got some women that want strong men. But then you got some women out there that don't want a man to, well, you ain't going to tell, well, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying this is how I do things, and maybe I'm just making a suggestion. You got some women that don't want to deal with that. So what they do, they go with the boy. Because it's easier. Because the boy is like, yes, ma'am. Yes, no, yeah, maybe so.
Yes, sir.
They
yes,
make it easier.
I ain't met one of them.
Everything
yet.
Is easier.
Hold on, what's that number?
And then also, they know that all they have to give them is some good loving, and they good. Yeah, she may be mad with me
wait.
Right now, but you know what? Once I give her that pipe, she going to be all right after that. And
hey,
that's
wait
all,
a minute.
That's
exactly.
All boys
Nicole,
are good for.
Nicole, what did you just
yes.
say earlier? You ain't met what you was a damn liar. You's a liar. You's a liar.
Wait.
Don't tell me, hold you. You's a dumb. You're dumb, Tiffin. Tiffin, you're lying.
I'm not gonna listen. No, listen. I'm not gonna sit there and say there are no good men out there. What I'm going to say is I have not met one yet.
Well, I'm talking about terms of you with. I mean, listen. You can't say that you. See, you a lion tamer. That's the type of
no,
woman you
no,
are. You want, yes, you
oh,
are.
No,
you, listen.
No, wait. Did you just call her a lion tamer?
Yes,
she
did.
That's what she, listen, she cracked the whip.
No, the
don't even try
don't
it.
No,
oh,
the
you see? You see
I'm
what
good.
You said? You just
no,
gave
I'm
yourself
good.
Up. $58.91
no,
you're in the end of the menu. You just gave yourself
time.
Up. You just gave yourself up.
That has nothing to do with
it. The bedroom don't count.
They don't. They do what they supposed to do in the bedroom. I'm talking about outside.
Oh, well, shit, I'll do that.
The bedroom
oh.
is great, Carol.
How is it? I said, I'll do
that.
She wants somebody tameable.
No, I want a real man. I want a man who's going to see me. So I hate to have to tell somebody what to do. I shouldn't have to tell you how to treat me. I shouldn't have to tell you to do X, Y, and Z. I want a boy. I want a man with a plan. I'm a boy with a toy. But if you're going to act like then I'm going to treat you like
you're
one of the
You're breaking up, man. You're
breaking up.
Point you're making. Yeah, you're saying stuff, but we want to hear it. I understand you want a man with a plan. But listen,
yes, not a boy with a toy.
A man with a plan ain't going to always do those other extracurricular activities that you'd be liking. So, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You
got to make a sacrifice.
Can we have somebody on the line?
$58.91, you on the end with the menu?
Well, a party ain't a party if a man ain't up in here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, Lord.
That's right. You know, I just invaded the whole damn thing. What's going on, people?
What's up, my people?
My people.
Now,
my
see, now, K-Dog is about being a man, but there's certain things he just... See, real men, we have thresholds. And I think with some women out there, they don't want thresholds. Y'all just want to be able... Like I said, y'all want to be the lion tamers. And sometimes
this
you
is,
just can't tame the whole
no,
junk.
You know what happened? You know what's going on right now? There's been too many role changing going on. Here we are, 2017. Now, being a man, you got to know what's up. You got to know the deal. There's many things that men got to understand. One of the things you got to do is, number one, know how to handle yourself. And Brother B, I've said this on your post. We have to take care of our damn selves first.
Exactly.
Nobody should be the one. You can't, you know what, at a certain time, you cannot run to mommy to ask mommy to take care of you. Mommy
exactly.
and daddy can't be taking care of you. You got to be taking care of your damn self. But unfortunately, unfortunately, there's a lot of men out there who do act like boys because you know why?
Not any
when
men.
You're raised, not any men. I'm not saying all men.
Well, they're males.
But,
they're males trying
males.
To assume a manly role.
Right. And you know what? Being a man, it takes a lot. You got to be in control of yourself, and you got to be in control of situations. I mean, true. And I respect women, and to the sisters who are listening, hey, Mika, what's going on? I haven't heard it from you in a minute. More than a minute. I haven't heard from you in a while.
She needs somebody to curse out. That's why she called.
Do we have Big Red? Is Big Red up in the house?
Yeah, I'm here.
We got Big Red. We got Mika and
house?
Nicole. They needed somebody to curse out.
Oh,
that's why
goodness.
They called.
Nicole, oh my goodness, is it Miss Jones? Miss Jones?
No.
Nicole?
It's Nicole. Putting it in his butt. But anyway,
that's someone I haven't heard from in a while because I remember y'all used to call the Absolute Truth Show, and it's been some chaos. But however, like I was saying. To all the ladies out there, I tell it like it is. But to all the ladies out there, to all of you ladies who are calling in, trust me, I don't mean no disrespect with what I'm saying. Now, with all of that being said, the roles of women have changed, and a lot of these men are becoming more intimidated by the roles of women. You know, okay, let's take a trip back into history. You know me, I love going back into history. Okay, World War II. Men are out there fighting the war.
Okay.
And what are the women doing? The women got to work. They got to raise a family, and they got to work. While the man is out there fighting the war, they're working in the factories. They're the ones doing the damn thing. Now, the 50s, okay, World War II is over. Men come home. What are the women becoming? Housewives. Look at Leave It to Beaver. Father Knows Best.
Yeah, but wait, real quick. There are a lot of men who didn't come home. There's a lot of men who didn't come home. And there's a lot of women that were left.
Yeah, that's true. To be the breadwinner of the family. They were left to be both the motherly role and the fatherly role. They had to do it by themselves. Raising children, taking care of the home, going to work. It was hard. And now the 1960s, when the whole feminist movement came into view, it was a fight. Women were tired of it. Women were tired of being the home, of staying home. And there was also the fact that women also wanted to educate themselves. They wanted to become educated. They wanted to go to college.
It's that, but at the same time, see, what was going on with the powers that be, they were undercutting the women. See, a woman was making, if a man was making $15 an hour for doing the same job that a woman was doing, she was only getting paid $8 an hour, which
an hour,
I agree
and that
is totally wrong. Because if she's doing the same job that he's doing, then she should be getting the same pay. But someone else decided that no, we're going to treat women like this, and
yeah, because
this is what a man
because
is going
you know
to
what
be,
else?
Which really messed up the line. It really blurred the line between men and women, and it gave rise to other things. But go ahead.
Because you know what else? With that being said, Brother B, the women, even to this day in 2017, women are still fighting for that equal pay. They still fight,
and I don't know why. And I, you know what? I don't know why women are still. But you know what? It's stupid to say because you know you have all types of people still fighting for equality. Whether it's color, you know, or it's background or whatever, there's still a fight. But one thing that shouldn't be going on is the fact that I was accused of. I can't even bring it up what I was accused of for, but when I was talking about women being on the top of the pedestal, listen, How are babies born? They're born through women.
Right.
I was a mama's boy. You know what I'm saying? But my whole thing is this. There's a certain type of responsibility that we as men have to have towards women. Boys, they don't have that responsibility.
No, it's boys.
They want
to
be nurtured. Men are the product. To me, men that are out there productive in society are the product of good
nurture.
Now, I could be wrong.
Because it takes a man. There are some men out there. There are some men. They may not have high-end careers. But, however, they're waking up every morning, busting their butt, going to work, and not even for short hours, but for long hours. They're like, listen, look, the way I was brought up, a man had to work. A man had to hold his own. Because you know what else? You earn respect. You get respect from your women as well.
Right.
But
no
now,
woman
but
is going to respect
the same, but on the same note, you do have the dynamics have changed to a degree. And you do have women out there that don't appreciate the hardworking man because some of them
true,
want
correct.
It easy. So some of them, like, I want you here, but you want money. I can't
yeah.
do both.
Right.
So it's so the hardworking man is kind of looked at as, you okay. I want to deal with the
but
boy.
But see, but then that goes
I want to deal with the boy
why,
that gets it faster.
Right, but not even that, but this is what goes back to the boy of, I want somebody that's going to be there, is going to stay home, or he's going to be home when I come home from work, or I don't have to worry about him cheating because he's at my house, which is bullshit. But, yeah, I don't have to worry about him being out in the street and looking at other women because you know what? He's in my house when I get home. Are you serious?
That's not right. That is not
right.
And
but
you
that's
know what
what's
else?
Going on.
But that's exactly. Exactly.
And you know what's sad about the whole thing? It's like a lot of these women who do that, but yet when the man is not working, give it a year or two, all of a sudden, what do you do again? Oh, you have nothing going on for yourself. I'm done with you. But weren't you the ones complaining that the man works too much?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you know what? It goes both ways. It goes both ways. Boys who want to, men, you know, these little boys who want to be, like, taken care of, like, oh, she better be home when I come home because I want a home-cooked meal. Dude, there's something called a microwave, and you could stop by.
How about you cook it yourself? How about that?
Yeah, cooking it your damn self. That's what it is.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of them don't know. See, that's the thing. A lot of them don't have the basic skills.
Right.
I haven't been taught. I mean, that's, and you have some homes. Where, because, I mean, I learned to cook from my mother and my father. So, but a lot of people don't have that. And you have some women out there who women, single-parent homes, who don't have the time because they got to go from one job to the next or they work long hours and then they got to come home and be like, you want me to show you what? Like, listen, either you watch me how I'm doing it or... That's just how it goes. Or you just sit your ass down and eat.
Right.
I mean, it's just everything. The things going on between men and women right now are crazy. That's number one.
Yeah, it is.
There's no reason why boys should be winning. But then at the same time, you got to look at the situation. There's a lot of not real women out there either.
Exactly.
That are getting more kudos than the real women that are out there in the fight and that's doing it and that's making it happen every day. Like these women out there, the single mothers and the hard working, busting their ass from sun up to sundown women are not getting the props because those are not the ones that's running around with their titties out.
Yeah, no,
those are the ones running around with their ass out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the winning now. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
That's the winning now.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because you know what? Like I said the last time on the show when we were talking about all that thing about the sexy and what's not, let me just bring this up. You know how much trash there is out there? Number one, social media. Number one killer. Number two.
But you know, reality social media TV. To some is Yeah, but you know what? Social media and reality TV is somewhat some people's lives. They base their whole existence off of what they see on the TV and what they think other people are doing.
Television is entertainment, though. Not everybody who watches that mimics and looks for that. I love ratchet television. But Nicole,
you know what? I'm glad you're not like that.
You're smart.
That's you. But you know what? You're smart. Exactly. You're smart. You're not going to fall for that. But unfortunately, we're living in a time when some women, some weak-minded women, watch that show, watch the Love and Hip Hop, basketball-wise. Hell, even the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
They base their whole life on
life
that.
On it, yep.
You know what's sad
That's
about
sad.
It? You have women, and you have women out there. It's not the young girls that are doing it. You have women out there who are over the age of 35. Following these shows.
Yeah, but half of the women
the
that's on those
way.
Shows are over. How about this? Half of the women that's on the shows are over 40. Like, basketball watchers. Them women are over, not all of them, but the majority of those women are over 40.
You know what?
And that's
what
the women ain't no young girls.
You know what?
All horses on that show.
I'm saying the women that watch that show. Yeah.
My thing is this. People like women like Nicole, women like Mika, and women like Big Red have identities.
Right.
That's the thing. They've identified with who they are without the use of a television, a magazine. They know who they are. So they kind of know where they're going in life or what they want in life. There's a lot of people out here who do not, whether it's men or women, boys or girls, who don't have identities. So they're looking for something. They're looking for something to be. They're looking to be a part of something to prove that who they are, not only to them, not even to themselves, but to the world. See,
and
Nicole,
that's what messes
Nicole
them up.
Nicole go out there
and
hustle and make it happen. She ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. It's all about
nope.
what she do for her, and that's that. Mika, it's all about what Mika got to do for her and her kids. Big Red, same thing. What she got to do for her and her kids, they ain't got to prove nothing. But there's men and women alike out here trying to prove to one another. Ain't got a pot to piss in, a ground to catch it.
Nope.
But they got to prove something to somebody else.
Yeah, they do.
This is where,
and that's
this
the sad
is, this
part
the
about it.
Between, this is the difference between the hustlers and the ones that get hustled.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you have also something else, too, that they copy off of. Like, I'm glad you brought up the magazines and these books written by people who don't know how a damn thing to live. They can't live for it a damn, but yet they're writing books and telling you how to live your life.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
wow.
I'm sorry. I still can't get over that damn book. And they turn around and read it, and it's like, yo, if you ain't got a kid, who the hell are you telling me about raising a kid?
Right.
Exactly.
And if you've been married 3,000, if you've been married, like more than twice, and you're going to sit there and tell somebody how to live a relationship. So I'm like, yeah, that's why it's poisoning the minds of the masses, and people are reading these things and basing their whole life on it. So about, well,
yep.
This is how you get somebody. Listen, put down the book.
He is so
Turn off the TV. Turn off the damn phone. And
Red said it towards the beginning of the show. On Black Friday, next weekend, everybody will be going out getting TVs to watch every damn show out there. Everybody's going to be out there getting TVs. Yeah, to watch trash. Like, and you know
trash
what? Red is right. So TVs are like the number one sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well,
girl,
wait a minute.
I got to go.
But
know,
that's
I
what Black Friday was really for, electronics. That's what it was really for, the electronics. So it wasn't even for all that other mess.
But you know what's sad, though? You sitting there, I remember one time there was a woman who I dated. This woman was in her 40s. And she was so hooked on Love and Hip Hop, she acted just like it. That's how stupid it was. I'm like,
God.
Wow. Wow. And you're saying that so-and-so is your role model? Wow.
Now,
that's sad, man.
Mika, Nicole, Red, and I, like, it's certain things that we may watch on TV, but I don't think all of us are everyday TV watchers. Like, we have our particular shows.
Right.
You know, and most of these shows, is like, you know, other people just don't really watch like that. And I get it. It's all good, to each his own. But what I really don't understand, and it's like, I don't have a problem with Ratchet TV, but what I do have a problem with the fact that certain people are not smart enough to watch it. They're not using their gray matter, and they really think, like, first of all, reality TV, there's nothing real about it. It's all scripted.
It's scripted.
Mm-hmm.
But exactly. A lot of people see, but this is the lie that they're allowed to tell people, and people go for it. They say that it's real, and it's not real. It's all scripted. So basically,
like
you're
wrestling.
Trying to live some scripted. But see, and that's look how much power.
But at least
look how much power.
Entertaining.
Right, wrestling
is
entertaining.
It's entertaining.
Well, yeah,
and
but
it
that's
gave us a rock.
Some people see it as that's their life. It's not. It's not just TV. It's how they live.
Right. They don't have
like
identity
giving,
in themselves.
Yeah,
no,
like
they don't.
You're giving people an idea of how to be because they think that that's cool. Like some of these jackass rappers out here. Are you serious?
Oh my
god. Like,
goodness.
Listen. The only
those
the only
are the
time,
biggest little,
I mean,
those are the little boys out there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the little boys.
Exactly.
But that's the ones they want. That's ones
these
chicks want.
But
these
you know,
guys
wear
blouses and stuff.
Listen, I don't know what that's all about, but to anybody that really knows the industry, most of that shit is rented anyway. But at the same time, I love it how people come out on a song and talk about they got this, that, and the third. So if you had $1 million and you had this and you had that, you're trying to tell me that rapping is your option, is some type of great option for you to make money? If you already had it, why are you rapping?
Right.
Because they were watching
and
Empire.
And like I said, are boys winning and men losing? The men out there, raise your hand, because there's a whole lot of little boys out there.
Well, that's the thing. But see, that's the thing. You got a lot of men that either gave up or they're just being real picky about what they want to deal with. The same thing with women. Because girls and boys will go for anything. Men and women won't.
Right.
But the whole thing is, it's just the playing field is so screwed up now, it's kind of hard to kind of find, you know, something good. Because, I mean, look at it. How many men are in jail nowadays? Dudes nowadays are getting locked up for BS, and they have potential. It's either that or they're getting killed.
Yep.
Exactly.
Or they like another men.
Mm. That's another thing.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Yep,
so I mean,
for women out there,
I said, yeah, it's slim pickings. It's bad.
It's bad.
It is.
Because I mean, what choices do you really have? So this is kind of why the boys are winning, because they're some of the only viable option.
Yep. Unbelievable.
How many women are out there settling for bullshit?
A whole lot of them.
None. And you know what's sad about it is this: is that like I'll say this. A lot of these women out here, it's all screwed up because especially when it comes to the world of dating and the it's too much out there. Number one, you can't change a man into something that he's not. You can't. Because if you know that he is a certain way, it's either you start a relationship with him or you don't. And if he's not what you your cup of tea, don't start a relationship with somebody because at the end, somebody's going to end up getting hurt.
starting a relationship because you're lonely.
Exactly. It doesn't help. That definitely doesn't help because you fall for some dude that's going to sweet talk you and, you know, he's not going to do anything for you. Why are you
men
with
don't
him?
Men don't sweet talk. In my like a real man ain't gonna sweet talk you. A real man is gonna just listen. This is what it is.
Right, lay it down.
Right.
Can't you lay it out?
But you have but this is where the little boy mentality comes in. You have these little boys out there who sweet talk women who are, oh well, you know, don't worry, I'm not like that. Oh baby, you know, you this, you that. Oh, I'm that. Oh, I'm this. I'm that. But yet you're not. If you're not about anything, leave her alone.
At the same time, it's hard to say that because there are women out there that, once again, and it's like what Red said real quick earlier, some women don't want to be alone. You got a lot of people out there that want to be alone, whether it's on the men's side or the women's side. But there's a lot of women out there that don't want to be alone. They don't want to do shit alone. Like, and the whole thing is, it's like, yo, some of them, once again, it's a viable option. So they hear a little bit of talk, and they're like, all right, let me show you what you got. But the sad part is these little boys will show a little bit here and there, and then when they get comfortable, they fall back. And next thing you know, you come home, and they're on the couch eating popcorn.
Right? Exactly.
Wow. Okay. Well, or better yet,
and then the woman is sitting there asking, how did this happen? Well, you let me in. That's why, even in the state of marriage,
the state of marriage has even changed in that point. Because right now, I don't know if they're scared of getting married, or they rush.
Marriage is overrated.
They rush to the altar. It's just paperwork. Yeah, it's just paperwork. It's just a legal piece of paper. Because you're rushing to the altar. And you know what? You're so much in a rush to get to the altar. Guess what? You get married. Okay, you have a nice ceremony or whatever have you. You go on a honeymoon. But then after, once you get home from that honeymoon, once the plane lands and you're driven home and you walk in, guess what happens?
That's when the real game.
Real life.
I don't know you.
Oh, yeah.
You really don't know me.
Yeah, but these people want to do, they do all that marriage stuff because they look, once again, they're looking at social media and they, oh, my friend got married last year. And they was coming up from the floor, coming
title.
Out the ground and all this, you know, they looking at the elaborate ceremony of it. They're not looking at anything else.
Well, yeah, well, some people just want the title of it. Some people feel that depending on who they marry and they have something to gain from it. But in the grand scheme of things, you have two people who may come together for the wrong reasons. Listen, to me, a marriage is work. And if you ain't willing to put in work, then don't do it. Because there's a whole bunch of discovery.
If you want to sit there and cheat, you can't. Listen, that cheating shit, unacceptable. Sorry. If you feel you got to do that, then you should not be getting married, period. Fuck that.
And if you know you're not financially stable, don't do it.
Well, I don't think you should be in a relationship if you're not financially stable, but that's another story. But what you was going to say, Nicole?
Nothing. I'm just listening.
I mean, me personally, with that video that I posted on Facebook, I do agree with one thing that the guy did say, and it's just a running standard with me. If you ain't got your shit together, then you shouldn't be in a relationship.
Exactly.
But you know, you do have some women out there that are like, hey, you know, I'll ride with you, this, that, and the third. You know what? My thing is this. I don't have your problem with you riding with me. But let me give you something to ride in.
Last night in the container in the fridge.
You know what I'm saying? Let me give you something to ride in. Some women are like, oh, you know, I'll build with you. Sometimes, listen, a real man is going to build by himself.
Exactly.
And then he's going to bring it to you.
Right.
A real man is not going to ask you, oh, I need your help to come construct this. Now, but then you have women out there who are just like, oh, well, I think that's a negative attitude to have, or that's chauvinist because, why, I can't help you. Because you know what? That's the thing. I can't define who I am. I can't define who I am by you helping me doing what I need to do. I have to do it myself.
Right.
It's like when you're being potty trained. Listen, I can't shit for you, baby. You got to shit yourself. You got to learn how to wipe yourself. There's all these things you just got to learn how to do yourself.
This mofo said, you know what?
Oh,
but you got to learn how to do it. Listen, there's certain things you just got to learn how to do yourself. And if you can't go out there and make it happen on your own, how are you supposed to make it happen for somebody else? Yeah,
they don't
I don't
get
know.
That. They don't
songs.
Get that connection.
It takes two to do this and do that. You know what? Yes, it does, but then again, it doesn't. It may take two to maintain, but it doesn't always take two to make it happen. But once again, there's certain things that you just have to do on your own. And as a man, that's how I will always see it. If I can't do this on my own, then listen, it just ain't going to get done. Because I have to, because I, at the end of the day, I'm the one that got to look myself in the mirror
what
and be like,
on?
Damn. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get it done. I didn't accomplish the mission, so now what? So I got to look for somebody else to accomplish it for me? So what does that say about me? I do half-ass shit.
And that's
doing,
not, and you know
doing
what
half-ass is? Shit is not a role of a man.
Right.
It's not. If you're going to be half-assed, then hey, man, be
your
by
boy.
Yourself then.
Hey, don't do with your half-assed.
Yeah.
Do it with your full-ass.
Yeah, do it because you know what?
Right, do it full ass.
My case is this. You know, yeah, you're with a woman. She's the woman, but yet although a woman may be independent, she could only tolerate you for so long. Like if she sees that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing as a man, after a while. You out welcomed the mat. The mat
you
is already torn and tattered. You outstayed your welcome.
Wow.
And guess what? Someone's gonna get hurt. And you know what? It's not gonna be her. It's gonna be you.
But
she's
now,
turn around
now,
and tell you,
now, K-Dog,
yeah.
with that, what you just said. Now, listen, this might strike a little chord, but now. We cannot say, even on the men's side too, but we cannot say that sometimes you don't know. Listen, if it smells like shit, what you think it is?
That's not necessarily shit.
See, some people, you can't go with that. If it smells like shit to me, then it's shit. I don't give a damn. You can't just say, oh, well, it may smell like doo-doo, but I got
to
step in it first. No, no. And this is what a lot of women do. Men do it too. But a lot of women do, and they turn around and get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
If you know homeboy ain't savory from the jump, he may look like a man, but if he's wearing underoos, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem.
No, that's
he
a wearing
underoos.
If he's wearing underoos,
I'm going to bed.
If he look like a man and he got on underoos, there's a problem. Don't sit there and say, "Oh, well, maybe it was a bad laundry day, so he had to put on his little
no,
monstro.
No, no, there ain't
no
bad laundry day.
No,
he has a drawer full of underoos.
Exactly.
Because you know what, and this goes out to the ladies. If you know that the man is like that, once you get to know a man, it's up to you to say like this. Wait a minute. Don't think that, oh, he's going to change once he gets with you. Because you know what? Once
he's still
going to
be in the underoos.
He's still going to be in those underoos. And even worse, he's going to switch from underoos to diapers. He's going to switch from underoos to diapers.
Huh?
And you're going to be in a very unhappy relationship. You're going to be like, oh, man.
Just double check. I think I emptied it earlier, but double check.
And you know what? That's what sets off the problem, because there's too many times that this has been going on. Women get tired and the dudes get tired. So the
exactly.
real dudes
the
out there,
dude.
So the real men are out there not wanting to deal because whatever they've built, they don't want to just give it over to anybody. Then you
exactly.
have the real women out there who have the same attitude, whatever I've built or whatever I have to take care of, I don't want somebody coming in there and effing it up. Because I heard those stories. A few female friends, oh, yeah, this dude came in and effed this up. But the boys come in and eff stuff up. Real men don't. And see, that's the problem.
Yep.
So the boys come in, eff it up, and then the women got to clean up. And then
like kids,
you got to clean up after your children.
Got to clean up after
your
children. But see, that's what I don't understand. That's what I don't understand about some of these women that it's like you're complaining about it, but my thing is you must enjoy it, or it must be something that you enjoy, because or you enjoy complaining about it, because I think a lot of that comes from Love and Hip Hop type thing also, because them women on there be complaining about the guy, oh, he don't do nothing, he did that, did that, but then as soon as the guy come to the house, then you, oh, yeah, baby, oh, he brought me flowers, and he brought me a dog, and then you happy. It's like you enjoy complaining about it. I don't know if you're doing it to make other women feel a certain way, because I really think that some women that do that, I think they trying to make other women feel a certain way, like, oh, she going through that with her man. No, I'm not saying that, because you're a damn fool.
You know what I can't stand? And I've heard it before. Oh, I feel bad for him.
Who feel bad for him?
What? Feel bad for him? Man, listen. Man. Yo, when I hear it, listen, I've heard some friends say it.
You feel bad
I've heard
for him.
I feel bad
yeah,
for
I heard
him.
That too.
No, feel bad for yourself.
I'm like, get the hell out of here.
No, you know what? I feel sorry for you. If you're in that predicament, if you're in that predicament, you should feel sorry for yourself.
Exactly.
Don't feel bad
for
him.
That's the person you need to be sorry for.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Blame yourself. Be like, you
exactly.
got yourself into this. Now,
no, you're the dummy
get
jackass.
Your ass out of it.
Yep.
Like, get your ass
I can
out
see,
of it.
Because you know what? Listen, ain't no real man looking for no damn sympathy.
Nope.
That's one. Listen,
except
any dude that's looking for
sick.
The violin, any dude that's looking for violin, to me, ain't
when y'all get sick.
Yeah.
I take care of
got
myself.
That right.
I don't want no woman taking care of me. I'll take care of myself.
Y'all act like big babies. Oh my God.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll take my big baby ass and I'm going to work.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I'm doing what
I'm standing
doing.
The bed.
You can't. I may
like
be
this.
A big baby, but I'll be a big baby on the train or in the car. I'm going to
hell
work.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna drink some tea. I'm gonna drink
exactly.
some tea.
Exactly.
It ain't
take some Tylenol
you,
or Excedrin, and
that
I'm good.
An excuse.
Huh?
I'm good.
Yeah. Would you say me?
Like, oh, drink some tea.
You be
nah,
the guy like, take care of me, man. If you don't get out of my face.
Oh yeah.
I can't get
no woman's face. I don't feel well. I'm like this. Just see me get up. As a matter of fact,
distant.
Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting up and going to work. I ain't staying up in here.
Listen, I got an ice pack on my knee right now.
What if you got
a couple hours? I'll be in the
disease?
I'm still going to work. If I go to work with
I'm
a mask
just,
on.
I'm wearing a mask. Take some of that Excedrin. Take some night. Take some Dayquil.
Dayquil for Legionnaire's disease.
Listen, I'm going to mix something together and make it work, damn it.
I'm going to mix something together and make it work.
I'm going to work.
I think you better get you some cocoa butter and hot sauce.
But
yeah,
like I said, but the bottom line is this. Too many dudes out there are playing the boyish roles. And it's all messed up.
And that's the thing I don't like. I don't like dudes with the feminine attitudes. I don't.
No.
I don't.
There's a whole lot of them out there.
Yeah,
man up.
Thing. They've taken over. Is this
yeah, they've
the
taken over
system?
Big time.
Yeah, man up. Because your mother, you know what I'm saying? If your real mama ain't take care of you, what you expect the next woman to do?
Exactly. The woman can't
and
be
I
your
think
mother.
And I think that's what some of them are looking really, really want. Like, well, my mama ain't treat me like this.
Exactly.
So what? Maybe your mama saw something in you that you ain't seeing yourself. That's why she told you, go out there, go be a man. This is why I ain't coddling you. I'm not giving you a million hugs and one shot. I'm not doing all this stuff. Go out there and be a goddamn man. But no,
exactly.
So you do, oh, I want a hug. I want you to rub my back. I want you to tell me it's okay. Listen,
rub my back.
Listen, I'll throw on a rap song.
If I want my back rubbed, if I want my back rubbed,
okay.
There's somewhere I could go to get my back rubbed. Be like this. Hey, listen, look. I could sit down and get my back rubbed. Good. Crack my bones, and I'm good to go.
Listen,
I don't need to come home. Please,
get my back rubbed.
My woman's tired.
Listen.
My woman is tired.
Like somebody been going to those Chinese parlors recently.
Listen, I don't need that. Listen, give me one of them back scratches and keep it moving. That's that.
That's that.
Like, you know what? Like, listen, I'm not, I am not downing anyone that does it. Because I happen to know a couple of dudes that do it. But I don't believe in that, all that pampering shit. Like dudes that go get their nails done and their feet done and shit. I don't believe in it.
Speaking
of
that.
Listen, cousin, they got nail files and nail clippers. Cut your own shit.
Exactly, yo.
But when you start going, I want to be pampered and this, that, and see,
I just experienced that on Friday. I went to go get my eyebrows done, and it was not one, but two dudes in there sitting in the nail salon getting their nails. I said, you got to be kidding me. And they wasn't no older guys. They was like maybe like in they maybe I'll say maybe they late 20s or something. I'm like, why are y'all in here? I understand you want to keep your nails neat, but come on now. Are you kidding me?
There's my father showed me from young. This is a nail file. This is a nail clipper. You use this like this. You use it like that. You groom yourself. It's called grooming.
Groom exactly. No, they going to the parlor and getting it done.
They want the clear coat.
Unbelievable. I can't. I was just looking at them and I was just like, yo, why are y'all in here? Like, are you kidding me? Like that's supposed to be a new thing. Like, is that a trend now or is that something that's supposed to be happening? Like, I don't want no dude sitting in no nail place with
it's
me. If I get my nails done, I'm getting my nails done for me. I don't want you in here with me.
It's called what, Nick?
Metrosexual.
See,
and you know what? Listen, that term right there, if it was a person, I'd set it on fire. I'd set it on fire. Metrosexual.
Listen to this.
Mm-mm.
Well, hear this. Mm-mm. One time, when I was with my ex, she used to talk about, why don't you go get your nails done? I'm like, listen, when I was growing up, my father, exactly. My father always taught me this. My father's a strong Haitian, is a Haitian man. And he said this. Okay. Oh, here's what you do. Okay. You have the nail file, right? You see the nail clipper? He didn't even show me a nail file. He said, you have your nail clipper? Good. Cut the toenails yourself. Cut your fingernails yourself.
That's right.
And you're good to go. You don't have
to go and sit.
And she was like,
Yeah. Before, with the last 7 minutes to go, we must introduce the hot rod.
Uh-oh.
Vroom,
vroom.
Hello.
No.
Hello,
everybody.
The hot rod.
I'm in the nail salon now.
I knew your ass was
gay. I'm on the cabinet. Of course. Do you mind? I was getting my dog
cabinet.
Hello.
Hello.
Naka, you guys are talking about it. You guys are talking about it because you're jelly. You guys are jelly that you cannot rock it good like this. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm a man's man, okay?
You're a man's man.
Get the nails done.
So, Hot Rod,
what is your take on the whole boys versus men thing?
I don't know what, maybe you guys discussed about this earlier, but did someone bring up maybe one of the problems is single parenting? Maybe there's no fathers in these kids' lives, especially on the men?
Yeah, I think we did bring that up. Yeah, we did. Because I think I'm not going to say single parent. I think it's just, I really think it's the fact that there are no men around to teach these young men to be men, because guess what? They didn't have anybody to teach them to be men.
True, but I'm really going to say that because from a lot of people have been saying that oh, because, you know, the black community, or either the black fathers are dead or in jail or problems with the mother, and, you know, stereotypes get built on, and that's what being negative portrayed on. So that's why you have kids, men out there, are being raised by their mothers or their grandparents or et cetera, without their quote-unquote real father. We don't know the real reason, but that's like part of the negative that get portrayed to us. And that's why, like, people told me, it's because of the media and because of society, that there are boys out there and they become metrosexuals or become gays. Because there's no fathers out there to make them become quote-unquote men. That's not true for everybody, but that's how most society see it, and that's the way I see it.
Well, I think there's just a lot of things that are acceptable, and not manning up is acceptable. The whole thing, it boils down to the word accountability. If you're not going
to
be accountable,
to whom?
Then that's okay.
That's the question.
Huh?
Yeah.
Acceptable to whom? Because any real woman will hold your ass responsible for whatever you do. She ain't about that. She's holding you accountable. You know? It's not a good
thing. But that's the thing. And that's all good. Hold me accountable. But see, society says, in the way, especially in this country, works, you don't have to be accountable. You don't have to. Now, Red, who do we have?
Yes.
What was the, you know, what was you thinking segment?
Yes.
Number 45?
Yes.
He wants to come at somebody else for sexual allegations, you know, for sexual assault allegations, but yet, look at him. See, that's the thing. Nobody wants to be accountable, and it's okay to not be accountable for stuff that you do. So that just breeds a new type. So you got boys coming through, and like, well, I don't have to do that. Or I don't have to do this because it's, you know, society said it's okay. It's okay if I don't have a job. It's okay if I don't have a father in the house. It's okay if I sleep with a boy every now and then and sleep with a woman too. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm not, first of all, you can't
sleep with a man. You can't sleep with
me
a man and say you're not gay. Is there certain things you can't do? You can't beat a woman and say, "Oh, I'm not a woman beater." Say, what the hell are you? Well, once again, it's no accountability.
I put her in check. That's what I do. I just put her in
check.
I put her in check.
Yeah, okay.
What?
And you still beat a woman. But that's the problem. They think once again.
Amen.
All of it has become acceptable.
Right.
Priests and little boys in church.
Yep.
It's become acceptable.
But what do you think is that?
Men sexually assault women.
But people don't care.
Nobody really does care. Because it's okay. It's okay to treat a woman like a piece of property. It's okay to just shoot a black man. It's okay to just some white dudes or whoever to be running around, Bill Cosby, whoever, to run around just sexually assaulting women. It's okay. Everything's okay. There's nothing that's not on.
Nobody's being held accountable for anything. They don't want
to
own up to anything.
But until it happens to me, that's when it's not okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly.
No. You're right about that.
But that's the whole thing. 9 times out of 10, does it really happen to certain? Does it happen to certain people? No, it doesn't. That's why they don't care. But when it happens to them, that's when they want to become an advocate. But your voice gets drowned out. It gets drowned out because it's like you allow this to happen. All right, like the thing. Look at Meek Mill's. You know how many other people is going through what Meek Mill's going through, but it's just the fact that he got some fame and this is that and the third. They want to put a face to the situation. I'm like, come on, man. Once again, no accountability, man. And that's the problem. But yo, Hot Rod, what's up for tomorrow night?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow night we're just going to talk about sex. You know, since Thanksgiving's around the corner.
The way he said it, we're just going to talk about sex.
Right?
Thanksgiving around the corner.
You know what? Let's be serious. Everybody is like a sexual assault to somebody right now out of the woodwork. Like, everybody is like guilty now. Let's talk about sex.
All right.
Okay.
Well, 10:30 p.m. tomorrow night, Blog Talk Radio, Absolute Truth. And on that note, Nicole, Mika, thank you for stopping by.
Bye.
Stay
Mika.
Dog, hot
good
dog,
hearing
hot,
from you
hot,
guys.
Hot
Mika.
Big Red.
Yeah,
goddamn.
Mika, Nicole.
Yo, another episode of The Menu in the Can. Everybody be safe. And we'll catch you the week after next week because that's Turkey Weekend. And
Turkey Weekend.
Menu will be back.
Yeah, happy
that.
Gobble Gobble.
Right. Gobble,
yeah, gobble,
guys.
Gobble.
Everybody
yeah,
enjoy
that.
The holiday.
Enjoy,
love you
guys.
Have a holiday, people. Later.
All right,
later.
Bye.
All right.